Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. A few weeks ago, I shared with you on our radio program that we are facing some closed doors with some school districts back last spring regarding our CEF after-school good news clubs in Illinois. Most of these situations had nothing to do with building access, which is open to all community groups accessing the public school's facility under the equal access laws, but rather the sticking issue for some of these schools was the distribution of flyers, permission slips to the children through the school. Each of these situations were multi-layered, but the bottom line, the bone of contention, was that even though the schools are saying, yes, you can use the school's facilities just like any other after-school community group, at the same time, a handful of schools scattered throughout our state were saying no to the permission and the flyers being distributed through the school to the children to give to their parents. It's as if the school administration felt that the distribution of flyers was too close to home to the school endorsing the After School Good News Club as a school activity, even though it was held after school hours with the signed permission of their parent for every child attending. However, the core issue in all of these situations was, in fact, our religious viewpoint. One school district even said to us point blank, because your flyer has words that includes God, Jesus, or the Bible, we can't distribute your flyers. It's against our policy. It was like these schools were saying to us, this group, and this group is fine and flyers can be distributed to the children for their after-school activity, but not your group because of the religious nature of the club. Or in one case, there was a pending question if the after-school Good News Club could even access the school's facility on the same grounds as any other community group because, again, of the religious viewpoint of the club. But before I go any further, I want you to know right off the bat that we are working with these schools in each of these situations one by one. We are taking it slow, going one step at a time, as we seek to gently bring up the equal access laws that includes both flyers and facilities, equal treatment under the law applied across the board for the same as any other community group, regardless of religious viewpoint. The purpose of this program today is not to use this radio program as some bully pulpit, but to simply inform God's people of the open doors that God has given to teach God's word in the public schools immediately after school. Many people across the board, including churches and believers in Christ, do not realize this wide open door that the Lord has provided at this time, not only in our state, but across our country. On June 11, 2001, the United States Supreme Court ruled on the court case Good News Club versus Milford Central School District. The case originated from the state of New York and worked its way up through the Second Circuit Court of Appeals all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decisive decision by the majority, the Supreme Court ruled that when a government operates a limited public forum, it may not discriminate against speech that takes place within that forum on the basis of the viewpoint it expresses, in this case, against religious speech engaged in by an evangelical Christian club for children. Or in simpler language, it means that it is legal to allow the Good News Club to meet in school facilities based on equal access laws that this Supreme Court ruling has now made crystal clear. In God's providence, the court case specifically involved the Good News Club, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is our ministry organization that is evangelical and a non-denominational international children's ministry that has been established here in the United States since 1937. CEF is not only a worldwide ministry, but is also an established ministry in every state here in the United States. All of this means that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Child Evangelism Fellowship could have access to public school facilities to conduct Good News Clubs. The decision stated that Bible clubs such as the Good News Club must be given the same access to school facilities accorded any other non-school-related outside group. In Good News Club versus Milford Central School District, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a public school which allows use of its facilities to secular groups may not discriminate against religious groups. The Good News Club case involved an adult-initiated and adult-led after-school religious club sponsored by Child Evangelism Fellowship. This landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision in June 2001 confirms equal access to public schools. In the decision, the court ruled the following. First, that free speech rights had been violated because of religious viewpoint. Secondly, restrictions must not discriminate against speech based on viewpoint. Third, permitting Good News Club to meet on school premises does not violate the Establishment Clause. And fourthly, and the danger that children would believe the school to be endorsing religion is no greater than the danger that they would perceive hostility towards religion if the club were excluded from this public forum. The bottom line of what all this legal jargon means is that the door is wide open for the after-school Good News Club in public schools in every state across the United States as churches partner together with CEF to reach children for Christ with the good news of Jesus right in the public schools after school. I'll never forget what a teacher in the public schools who was a Christian said to me one day as she was sitting and just watching and listening to the Good News Club taking place in her school held immediately after school. She came up to me and she said, "I can't believe it. Here I am in a public school, and as soon as the bell rings and school lets out, you can sing songs like Nothing But the Blood of Jesus right here in the public school setting right after school." This door that God has opened is truly amazing, especially considering our culture today that has swallowed the twisted understanding of separation of church and state. But that language is not even found in our United States Constitution, but rather it was simply a letter written by Thomas Jefferson explaining to a church denomination that the government should neither establish a religion or a national church or prohibit the free exercise of religion thereof or make any law abridging the freedom of speech, which is all found in our First Amendment rights. I remember years ago approaching a principal after we had secured permission from the school district to hold an after-school Good News Club. As I was meeting with a principal to explain to him equal access and how it worked, as well as to share with him what the Good News Club looked like in the program, the principal had absolutely zero issues with the Good News Club. In fact, he loved the club being there in his school, and he became a wholehearted supporter. One day we were talking in the gym, and I was explaining to the principal what the Good News Club is actually like, a high-powered Sunday school and the public school held immediately after school. He looked at me, blinked his eyes, and nodded his head and said, "That just makes too much sense." But we need to get this message out to the body of Christ. Churches need to know about this wide open door that God has opened and that it is not against the law to teach God's word in the public school. Every year, over 180,000 children are hearing the good news of the gospel every week in over 4,000 public schools nationwide through the CEF After School Good News Clubs across the United States. And here in Illinois, the doors are wide open too. Last year, CEF of Illinois reached over 2,500 children on a weekly basis through our 75 After School Good News Clubs held in public elementary schools across our state. Last year, we compiled a list of cities of where all of our different CEF After School Good News Clubs were located that literally crisscrossed this whole state from the north to the south, the east to the west, with clubs being held in over 55 cities and towns across Illinois. But there is even more good news to share. This school year, we are seeing churches catch the vision. Lord willing, we will soon be adding at least 5 more cities to that list, including even whole school districts that are now wide open to Good News Clubs being held in the public school after school on the same basis as any other community group, including the distributions of flyers and permission slips through the school. Praise the Lord! And one of these open doors that God has thrown wide open is the city of Springfield, the capital of our state, the capital of Illinois. How the Lord brought all this together is a testimony to God's providence and His overruling sovereignty. We even had an opportunity to speak personally with one of the senators from our state from one of the districts who also is a believer in Christ. He affirmed the legality of the equal access laws and the U.S. Supreme Court ruling and encouraged us to just keep on keeping on and to also have conversations with the school administrations one-on-one to help them to understand that all that we were doing with the after-school Good News Clubs is legal and correct. But now we have a new challenge, a harvest field challenge that is probably even more challenging than anything we have ever faced before, that far outpaces any legal wrangling about the after-school Good News Clubs being in the public schools. The Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, He described it best, this harvest field challenge. The scripture records that one day Jesus was looking at the multitudes of people around Him, and He was moved with compassion upon them because they were as sheep without a shepherd. Jesus then spoke these infamous words that we often relegate to our church's annual missions conference and forget to include in our everyday lives. Jesus said, "The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth his laborers into his harvest field." What's the problem here? What is the driving issue that our Lord Jesus said is the greatest need for his kingdom work to move forward so that his harvest fields, both around the world and around the corner, would be worked, sown, and reaped? It's the lack of laborers. Listen again to Jesus' words, "The harvest is great, but the laborers are few." In other words, the harvest field is so large, so vast, there are not enough laborers to go around who are willing to work and serve in the Lord's harvest field. How true that is. There's no way that our little staff of 23 missionaries for CEF of Illinois could ever cover the 75 schools that we're currently serving in right now, let alone all 1,500 some elementary schools located just downstate Illinois, which doesn't even include the additional elementary schools in the city of Chicago. The harvest field is just too big. It's too large. It's too vast. But it's not too big for God. And for a team of laborers raised up by God and sent out by God from every Bible-believing church to cover every corner of his harvest field right here in Illinois to reach the children, the future generation for Christ. Our vision is nothing less than to partner together with local Bible-believing churches with the body of Christ to reach every county, every school, and Lord willing, every child in our state with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe that one of these wide open doors that God has given to his people for such a time as this is the open door for an after-school good news club to be established in every elementary school through church partnerships. Our desire is for every good news club to have a team of workers of not just one or two people, but a team of 6, 8, 10, or 12 people who would build relationships with the children through the Good News Club at their school and lovingly share with them and with their families the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. CEF is not the church. We are a parachurch ministry, but we desire to come alongside the local church to help you reach children, not only in your church, but also children and whole families in your communities for Christ. Last year, a brand new after-school Good News Club started in the Quad Cities area through a new church partnership with CEF, who adopted a local school. The team of workers were trained and equipped by our CEF staff and then launched into their first couple weeks of club with our supervision and our help, with over 40 children attending, and most of these children were coming from non-Christian or unchurched homes. God moved mightily in that club, and on the second or third week of club, a boy came back for counseling because he wanted to know more what it meant to believe on the Lord Jesus. That day, the little boy, he trusted in Christ as his Lord and Savior, and the CF Church's team leader decided she wanted to talk to the mom and to share with the mom what had happened. As the mother listened to the story of her son believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone for the forgiveness of his sins and eternal life, the mother's eyes began to tear up. The mother said, "Over a year ago, my son was diagnosed with cancer, but now today, a year later almost, not only has God saved my little boy from cancer, God has saved my son for an eternity with him." She then thanked the CEF worker and the whole team for having this Good News Club in the public school and also the church that sponsored the club through Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, there are so many stories I could share here, but the bottom line is this. God has thrown wide open the door to the public school, and as God's people, we must go in. There are children who need to hear and whom God wants them to hear about him, but the only question is not the schools, but for the church, the body of Christ. Will we rise up and go? Go into the harvest fields? Listen again to Jesus' words. "The harvest is great, the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth his laborers to his harvest field." This is the Lord's harvest field. It is not ours. It doesn't belong to CEF or to any church. The harvest field is the Lord's. The first step to walking through this open door that God has given is to do what Jesus said to do, to pray and to beseech the Lord of the harvest that he would raise up and send forth his workers to his harvest field. There's no question we need workers, we need staff, we need board members, we need financial donors, supporters of this ministry, and we most definitely need the laborers, the church partnerships to fan out across the state into every school and to every corner of our harvest field in Illinois. But what we need more than anything as we walk through this door together that God has opened is that we need your prayers. Why? Because the harvest is great. The laborers are few. So pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he would send out his workers to his harvest field. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and thank you most of all for your prayers.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.